The Evan Ezra writes in Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Lamed Hey, that the nace of the man that sustained the Jewish people for 40 years in the Midbar was the greatest of all nisim, because obviously it lasted 40 years. It was a constant nace every day, which taught the Hashkacha Pratis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Divine Providence. In contrast to other nisim, which happened once in a while, this was a continuous nace, and therefore it's one of the greatest of all time. So we, even today, recognize the nace of the man as we do different things on Shabbos, Zecher Laman. So one of the things we do Zecher Laman is we do the Lechem Mishnah, because it was a double portion on Friday, so we have two portions of bread, as well as the Suda Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Zayin Amabez, that's what the chiyuv of having Lechem Mishnah and Shalosh Shudas, that's based on the Neis of the Man. In fact, Rabbeinu Tam says that even women achayev in Shalosh Shudas and Lechem Mishnah, why? Because Afhein Hoyu Ba'osu Anei, since they were involved in the miracle, they're also chayev in Shalosh Shudas and Lechem Mishnah. So that's the one source the Gemara gives in Shabbos, is the Suda Shabbos, and explains that the source of the Suda Shabbos is also based on the pasuk we read in Parshas Beshalach. Also, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, elaborates Zichul Hayom Ki Shabbos Yom Hashem. It says the word three times, and therefore there's an allusion to our three Shabbos meals. So, based on the Gemara in Shabbos, the source of Suda Shabbos is Ichul Hayom, is the man. However, if you look at the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, from a pasuk in Yeshaya, V'karasu L'Shabbos Oneg, so that's another source where they say the Suda Shabbos. So what do I need two sources? What's the difference? If I only had Ichul Hayom Ki Shabbos Yom Hashem, or if I only had V'karasu L'Shabbos Oneg, how do they complement each other? How does it work? So the Mefarshim point out they're emphasizing different aspects. The Karasu L'Shabbos Oneg, as the Gemara says in Pesachim, tells me I have a chiyuv to have pas, I have a full meal, one meal balayla, one meal bayom. I have a chiyuv to have, based on the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, I have a chiyuv to have a meal at night, and a chiyuv to have a meal during the day. However, how do I know I need a third meal on Shabbos? Ichul Hayom, Ki Shabbos Yom Hashem, teaches me the additional third meal. And in fact, that would explain the difference in halacha, that the first two meals are Karasu L'Shabbos Oneg, and Ichul Hayom is the only source for the third meal. Would explain the halacha is, if you forget Ritzei on Shabbos, what is the halacha? Or if you forget Ritzei on Yantiv, on Rosh Chodesh, the rule of thumb is, if I'm obligated to have, if I have a chiyuv pasta meal, I'm obligated to go back. So Pashas on Shabbos and Yantiv, I go back. Rosh Chodesh, it's a Sudas Rishus, I don't go back. So getting back to Shabbos, so if I forget Ritzei Friday night, the halacha is I have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. If I forget Ritzei Shabbos morning, my second meal, I have to go back. What about my third meal? So why should my third meal be different? I still have to have pas. So that's what the post can bring down. And the Mechaber makes a distinction that if one forgot to that if you forgot Ritzei, well, halacha we pass in this way, if you forget Ritzei at Shalosh Shudas, one does not have to go back, since that's based on Ichul Hayom. And therefore as well, and the Nafkamin is as well, Yantiv, Ichul Hayom, Oneg applies to Yantiv, so you have two meals, but there is no Ichul Hayom, that's why there's only Chiyuv to have two meals on Yantiv in contrast to Shabbos. And as well as he pointed out, Ichul Hayom tells me you have to have a meal, but maybe you don't have to have bread, like pas, like we said by Ritzei. And what happens, the Berkei Yosef has interesting discussion, and other Achronim What about if one forgot, couldn't, they didn't have access, they didn't have a meal Friday night? So the halacha is, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, you should have three meals during the day. So what does it come out? The mitzvah of oneg is one a night, one during the day. So the first meal you're having oneg for the first meal you have during the day, but the next three meals are only based on echu hayom. Therefore, some want to point out that Birka Yosef writes that if you had no meals Friday night and your second meal on Shabbos day, you forgot Ritzeh, one would not have to go back because that's based on echu hayom and not based on oneg. So again, to the man was the greatest nes we ever had. It was the Hashgacha Pratzis. We see God all the time for 40 years, and that's why it was so important. We do on Shabbos, we have Lecha Mishnah, and we have the Suda Shabbos based on the man. Rabbi Don Tam says even Noshim Achayev in Lecha Mishnah and Shalosh. It's got Afein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes. So what's the source for Suda Shabbos? It's either based on Oneg Shabbos or Echu Hayom. Oneg demands I have one at night, one during the day, and bread. But Echu Hayom demands three, but I don't have to have the third meal. Doesn't mean I should have bread, but if I don't have, I don't have to go back. And that's why we see that Oneg applies to Yontif, but Echu Hayom doesn't. That's why you don't need three meals on Yontif. And that's why if one forgot as well to have a meal Friday night and they have, so the second meal and third meal according to the Birka Yosef is based on Echu Hayom, and therefore that would be the halacha that one would not have to repeat Ritzeh if they're having all three meals during the day. So the second meal falls under Echu Hayom and not under the Zecher Laman, the nace that happened to the month.